From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The deal to extend the Bush-era tax cuts began working its way through the House today after sailing through the Senate. The road in the House was bumpy, but now it looks smoother and key votes are expected later tonight. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is in the Capitol watching all of this. She joins us now. And Andrea, break it down for us, please. What is going on right now?
Well, Melissa, a lot of Democrats have problems with this bill. In fact, a lot of Republicans have problems with this bill. And so putting together a coalition to pass the thing is really difficult. Remember, the understanding, the agreement that President Obama made on this tax cut extension was with the Senate Republicans. And yes, it passed through the Senate with a broad bipartisan vote, but that's not the House. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes over here, there are 1,000 spitballs being thrown at it, basically, from both sides. And that makes it really hard to get through.
Being thrown from both sides, you say, and you've been listening to the debate today. What have you been hearing?
To put it in basic terms, the Democrats think that it is too right-wing, and the Republicans think it's too left-wing. You may think that's called compromise, but let me play two short pieces of the debate here, one Republican, one Democrat, that have very different problems with the bill, but also listen to how similar their arguments are. First, let's hear the Democrat, Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts.
There's a big difference between compromise and surrender, and what this bill represents is a complete surrender of democratic principles and standing up for working people and making them carry an undue burden under this new tax law.
And now here's the Republican, Joe Barton of Texas.
We are making a compromise today on the Republican side, in my opinion, that we don't have to make. I think the tax cuts should be permanent, not temporary. I think the additional spending should be paid for now, not just added to the deficit.
So both sides have problems with the bill, albeit very different problems. And the question is, can there be some coalition that ends up actually passing it from the middle?
Yeah, and what about that, Andrea? I mean, the Democrats regroup today when things really hit some obstacles. Mm-hmm. Does the Speaker of the House, does Nancy Pelosi have the coalition together now to get this through in the form in which the bill passed the Senate?
Well, we're told that they wouldn't have brought it to the floor if they didn't think they had the votes to pass it. Now, that's backwards logic. But what the Democrats are going to try to do, and the reason they regrouped, is they're going to have a vote on changing the estate tax rates. They think that this agreement with the Republicans set the estate tax rates too low, allowing couples to pass on $10 million to their heirs without any tax at all, mm-hmm. and then setting a relatively low limit on the balance after that. They'd like to change that. If they manage to make an amendment to the bill, that would lob the whole thing back to the Senate, which puts the bill into question because the Senate has said, in fact, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, has said this agreement is not subject to any change
at
all.
Right, take it or leave it, basically.
Right, take it or leave it. So they have to be very careful here because, you know, it could fall apart. Now, if they don't manage to change the estate tax, if that amendment fails, which some people expect it will, then there will be a vote on the, what they call the underlying bill, which is the Senate version. And if that passes, if that were to pass tonight, then that will be final passage for the whole thing and it would go to the president's desk.
Okay, that's if it passes. What if it doesn't pass?
Well, if it doesn't pass, then, you know, the deal could blow up. The Senate could send it back to the House. But if the deal blows up, then these Democrats know they come back in January in an even worse position than they are now because the Republicans will be in charge. And in fact, that is some Republicans' reasoning for not wanting to pass this in the first place. They think they could get a better deal if this thing blows up. So fascinating thing to watch tonight.
And it's going to be a long night, Andrea. Thanks
so
much.
It sure is. Thanks a lot, Melissa.
NPR's congressional correspondent, Andrea Seabrook.